Hey y'all, it's Leanne here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am coming to you guys with a message that is on my heart this morning that I feel is important for you and for me today and for where it is that we're going in our relationship with the Lord. I believe that this is a season of self-discovery. That's really what has been on my spirit and that God has placed in my heart, that this is a season of self-discovery for you and for me. And I don't know if you've gone through something in this past few months or this past year that has really tested you and tried you. But I believe that in the testing and in the trying, that there is a self-discovery that is beginning to take place in your life, that you are beginning to find a strength that you never knew that you had through the tests and through the trial that you have gone through in this last season of your life. The Lord has been showing me that there are strengths inside of us that we never knew that we had, but because of the thing that you've gone through, because of the situation that was in your life that happened, because of the hardship that was placed in your life, there has been a digging that has caused you to dig up a strength that you never knew that you had prior to this. See, God wants you to discover who it is that you are and what it is that He has placed inside of you. And He could never do it in any other way had this not happened to you. So it's a time right now when you're going through a trial, when you're going through a season of testing, when hardships happen, when bad things happen, when you're going through those things, it's a time for you to really just rest in the presence of God and allow Him to do a work in you and ask Him, Lord, what is it that you are trying to teach me in this season of my life, when I've gone through this trial, when I've gone through this test, when my whole world has been shaken? What is it that you're trying to do inside of me? What character are you trying to build inside of me? What is it that you want me to discover within myself? What strength do I have today that I didn't have yesterday? What am I able to do today that I couldn't do yesterday that's going to help me to get to my tomorrow? See, what you're going through today, the trial that you're in today, the test that you've gone through, the place that you're in where it seems like you're in some type of bondage or some type of slavery, that place and how you behave in that place and what you do in that place is going to determine your future. So how you handle today is going to determine your tomorrow and your positioning for tomorrow. I think about Joseph and the life of Joseph, and I look at Joseph and I see that no matter what Joseph went through, whether he was thrown into the ditch or he was imprisoned for righteousness' sake, because I don't know if you guys remember, Joseph didn't do anything to deserve the things that happened to him. The things that happened to him were just based upon the favor of God that was on his life. His brothers were jealous, so they sold him and they put him in a ditch and they sold him. And then he was imprisoned because of his righteousness, that he wouldn't sleep with Potiphar's wife. But it was in the time of his imprisonment, I believe, that the Lord has showed me that Joseph discovered who he was and what was inside of him. It was in his time of imprisonment that God was showing him what his destiny was like. And I believe God was dealing with his heart. And I believe God was showing showing him some things about himself. And I believe that God was doing a work inside of him. And he was discovering. He was discovering. That is the word. He was discovering who he was and the strength that was inside of him. That he was able to endure all temptations. He was able to endure all of the trials that were coming against him for his next season. And in the next season of Joseph's life, he was exalted. He was exalted to become the second in command of Egypt. And had he not gone through the things that he had gone through in the seasons before, and had he not endured and allowed God to show him who he was, and had he not discovered the strengths that were inside of him in his time of trial and testing, he would have never been able to fulfill the destiny of being second in command to Pharaoh in Egypt and saving all of those lives that he saved during the famine and becoming the mighty man of God, the mighty leader of God that was inside of him. I believe that leader was found. I believe that man was found in those dark places, in those places of imprisonment, in those places of trial, that he really discovered who he was. So when the season came for him to be exalted and promoted to the second in command, that he was ready. He was ready to go because he knew that he knew that he knew, because he discovered that his strength was in Jesus Christ. And he trusted. He trusted in God. He trusted in the promises that God had given him for his future. And I believe that there is somebody that is listening to this, that there is a promise that God gave you, just like he showed Joseph in a dream that he was going to rule and reign over his brothers in the future. At the time, he was not sure what that meant, but when the moment came and when this actually happened, the Lord quickened Joseph and he reminded him, I told you about this. And I believe in prison, he reminded him, remember that dream I gave you? This is going to come to pass. And I believe that this is a season for somebody that is listening to this message, that the Lord has showed you something about your future, and he has showed you something that he has called you to. And the season that you're in, it just does not seem like you're going to be able to obtain that thing that God has called you to. But I'm here to tell you today that is in this place that you will discover the strength that's inside of you, that it's in this place that God will reveal hidden motives and intentions in your heart and bring healing to your heart, for you can go into the next season free, and so that you can fulfill the destiny that he has for you. Don't forget the promise that he gave to you. Discover who it is that you are in this season of your life, so that when the time comes for you to step into the next season, you will be prepared to move forward in the call that's on your life. If you want to read this story, this is in Genesis. I can't give you one scripture because I just gave you a rundown of Joseph's life, but it's in Genesis 39, 40, 41, 42 that you can just read about Joseph. And really, there is so much meat in the story of Joseph and in Joseph's life that you can discover. And there's so much that you can see and find about yourself in the life of Joseph. See, it was in his dark times that Joseph discovered who he is, and it's in your dark time, in your dark moment, in your trial, in your tribulation, in the thing that you've gone through this last season, that I want you to reach down and really find who you are and discover the strength that is inside of you. Discover the gifts inside of you. Discover the things about you that you want to get rid of and the things about you that you want to change. This is a season of digging. This is a season of digging deep within yourself to allow God to work on your heart, so you can discover who you are, so you can discover what you were created to do and who you were created to be. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Be blessed. I hope this message helps you throughout your day. God bless you.